Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Cyprus will go into an effective standstill for 3 hours on Thursday, disrupting everything from schools, airlines, court cases, public transport and other sectors. The nationwide strike is set to begin at 12 p.m. and end at 3 p.m. and is linked to demands for cost of living allowance. A total of 22 flights will be affected to and from Paphos and Larnaca airports, with the majority of flights rescheduled. The strike will also affect local, rural and intercity buses, and the last school bus route before the strike will be at 11:30. To this end, the Education Ministry assured the public that measures had been taken to ensure children's safety during the strike. Media outlets will also be participating in the 3-hour strike, as will judges and hospital staff. Emergency services for electricity and healthcare will not be affected, as they will operate with skeleton staff. Moving on, a 21-year-old man suspected of beating to death a 16-year-old girl in the north surrendered himself to the Greek Cypriot police. According to reports, after bludgeoning the girl with an object near the Trikomo Long Beach region, the suspect, who police identified as her boyfriend, attempted to set fire to the vehicle they had driven in and then abandoned it at the Erinia crossing point, which he also used in order to enter the Republic. Around 5 p.m. he presented himself to a police station in the south, making some allegations in connection with the murder case. Turkish Cypriot media confirmed the young man's arrest, saying the necessary steps were taken to return the suspect. In other news, the family of a 66-year-old man who died on Monday is pressing ahead with complaints of possible medical negligence, with pathologist Marios Matsakis pointing to serious procedural issues. The case is centered on the 66-year-old who suffered a leg injury on November 13 in Paramali during a hunting accident. He was soon taken to Limassol General Hospital, but was later transferred to a private clinic as there was no doctor available to operate on him. The man then underwent a series of other seemingly unrelated medical procedures and surgeries and died on Monday. Matsakis on Wednesday said that the patient had a complicated medical background, which is a factor that should have been considered prior to being subjected to a second surgery, especially for a patient who already had issues caused by the bleeding of the leg. He cautioned, however, that without the patient's case file, it is difficult to draw further conclusions. Elsewhere, the UN in Cyprus seems to be pointing the finger at the Greek Cypriot side for only complaining over the Cyprus stalemate and doing nothing to rectify it. According to media in the north, during a meeting in New York last week, the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Cyprus, Colin Stewart, discussed the issue with representatives of the UN and non-permanent members of the Security Council. Reportedly, Stewart claimed that the northern part of Cyprus has now integrated economically and politically with Turkey, and that the Greek Cypriot side is the one that needs to act to change the situation. However, all they do is complain, condemn, and accuse, he said. And finally, presidential candidate Averof Neofitu defended his pioneering tax reform proposal, saying that it will financially support 52,000 families currently living below the poverty line. The reform will put the island in the top 10 countries with the best practices in terms of family income, the DC leader told a press conference. It concerns an electronic tool for calculating the monetary poverty risk threshold for vulnerable families and follows another tool for calculating tax based on family income. Under the proposal, people will file their tax returns as a household rather than as individuals, as is now the case. The DC leader claimed this single change would benefit 126,000 households by significantly reducing their taxable income. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.